We zijn, we hebben twee acts vandaag. Twee acts, we hebben The Other Way Around en Luca Di Maio from Italy. En The Other Way Around komt ook van ver weg, namelijk de Achterhoek, klopt dat?
Deventer.
Oh, Deventer.
Ja, dat zij komt is... Deventer. Ik Achterhoek, dat klopt.
Dat is Salland, ja.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wow. Ja, hey, kom op. I know my things. Zullen we beginnen met een liedje?
Ja,
zoals
ja.
Of ja, welk liedje?
Ja, Promise maar doen, hè.
Oké.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. I'm funny or do I bore ya? Doesn't really matter, I've made my vow. Whether I am near or far, this is true. I'll be near when the sun shines bright. You may hear me whisper when raindrops fall. If you lose at another fight, I'm here to recall.
Great man. Sounds good. So, we doen het wel even in Nederlands, toch? Jullie zijn in Nederlands.
Our guests is maybe nice if we do it in English, so.
Yeah.
Interrupting us.
It's okay. Luca is busy with his social media to update his social media. So.
Okay.
I can do two things. No, it's fine. It's fine. This is you, by the way, Luca. Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, there you go. It works. So, guys, ik ga toch in het Nederlands doen. Jullie komen uit het oosten van Nederland. Hebben jullie een goede reis gehad? Mag ik eerst vragen?
Ja, lekker in de trein. Ja. In de uitstappen. Okay. Ja, gewoon de internationale trein. Heerlijk.
De internationale, met die compartimentjes? Of,
nee, niet die. Niet
een mooie.
Niet zo luxe.
Een soort ICE-achtig ding.
Ja, nee, dit is weer een andere, toch? Oh.
Ik hou het niet meer bij.
Luxe trein.
Ah, mooi.
Dat je van heel ver komt in zo'n trein, hè?
Ja. Ja. Leuk.
En
jullie zijn een trio, hè?
Ja.
Schrijven jullie de liedjes allemaal samen? Of is er één persoon die elk liedje schrijft?
Wisselt een beetje.
We hebben twee liedjeschrijvers aan boord. Want Karel die wil nog niet, maar die komt wel.
Ja, die schrijft wel liedjes.
Karel is de bassist, ja.
Nee. Dus,
wij schrijven liedjes.
Meestal met dingen die 80-90% af zijn. En dan de andere die kopt ze dan in. Of die gaat dan net weer die dingetjes veranderen. Om het typisch The Other Way Around te maken.
Want dat is jullie bandnaam, The Other Way Around.
Ja.
Ja.
En Huig en Jor hebben heel lang als duo gespeeld. Dus die hadden al, de meeste liedjes die we nu spelen hadden ze al. Dus
Okay.
Ik ben aangehaakt dit jaar geleden ongeveer. Zoiets, ja.
Ja, het klinkt een beetje wel als... Big Star of...
Big Star, ja. Wat leuk.
Hij dacht ook van, nou, nu gaan we het krijgen, weet je wel.
Dat heb ik echt nog nooit gehoord. Maar nee? Het is wel heel leuk dat je het zegt.
Ja, Powerpop heet dat, geloof ik. Als genre. Ja. En dat is met die samenzang en een beetje vrolijk en verschillende dingetjes door elkaar heen. En snel.
Ja,
dadelijk heb ik nog een heel ander liedje voor je. Dus dat,
dan hoop ik dat mijn vriend Jurgen, als die nou luistert, dat hij dit hoort. Want het is de eerste keer in mijn leven.
Ik kan het terugluisteren.
Nou, ik hou van die band ook, dus. Nou, dus dat doet me een beetje. Posies ook, ja. Hebben we dat ook.
Hoe heet die andere? Schots bandje. Die werd ook altijd een beetje mee vergeleken. Ook altijd van die meerstemmige zangen.
Travis of zo, hoe heet dat?
Teenage Fanclub, een eerste plaat.
Oh, Teenage Fanclub, ja.
Ja, doei. Oké.
Ja, dat is dan weer langs me heen gegaan. De naam ken ik wel hoor. Maar goed, jullie schrijven dus een beetje samen, zeg maar.
Ja.
En met z'n drietjes. Ja,
dat is een basisidee. En dat
werken we uit.
Dat werken we uit met z'n drieën. Dat is eigenlijk een beetje hoe het gaat meestal.
Oké, leuk. Jullie schrijven altijd in het Engels?
Ja, ja, eigenlijk wel. Ik heb een keer geprobeerd een Nederlands liedje te schrijven, maar dat kwam niet door de ballotagecommissie.
Is dat zo?
Nou, dat is niet waar.
Maar het is wel lekker om gewoon één ding te hebben, zeg maar. Om om gewoon hetzelfde te hebben allemaal.
Ja.
Ja.
Dat is eigenlijk waarom we eigenlijk vooral in het Engels doen. Of alleen maar.
Ja.
Ja, cool. Wil jullie nog een liedje doen?
Zeker.
Ja. Welke zouden we nu ook weer doen?
Is de long term?
Ja.
Oké. Okay.
Denk het.
Heel wat anders.
Ik vind dit altijd een autorijliedje eigenlijk. Toch? Ja.
Ja.
Exactly the same speed, while bickering and arguing on how to make ends meet. I'm well aware it's two sides that we need, and sometimes I don't know if we're going too far. Shutting doors that should have been left ajar. I know it's you. I know it's you. I know it's you. Tucked in my indolence, I'm astonished just to see you go at 50 miles in second gear. We've come so far, but still can't tell we're even getting near. Whatever goal it is we had in mind, and sometimes I don't know if we're going too far. Shutting should have been left ajar. I know it's you. I know it's you.
Wow, that's nice, man. Echt een goede samenzang ook hebben jullie.
Dankjewel.
Hebben jullie daar hard aan gewerkt?
Ja.
Oké.
We zijn allebei geen zangers.
Van oorsprong niet. Ja.
Nou, ik ken je wel zanger.
Ja, dat is waar. Maar jij kent me van na die tijd.
Oh, ja.
Toen we elkaar leerden kennen in het bandje, waren we nog bassisten en drummer.
Ja.
Ja.
Van een elektrisch bandje.
Toen gingen
alle zangeressen weg.
De zangeressen gingen allemaal weg. De gitarist ging ook nog weg. Toen moest ik opeens gitaar spelen en zingen. En jij ook.
En ik drummen en zingen en de gitaar spelen.
Ja.
Dus het helpt als mensen weggaan. Dat komt eigenlijk op neer.
Dat is
dus eigenlijk... ga maar, doei.
Ja. Ja.
Dan ga je van de noot een deugd maken en dan komt er plotseling...
Dan heb je weer wat nieuws. En dan, ja, weet je, ik zong wel backings en zo natuurlijk, bij het andere bandje. Dat deed ik wel. Maar ik zong eigenlijk nooit lied daarvoor, voordat we in deze samenstelling zijn gaan spelen. Dat is...
Dat is wel goed om jou te vragen, want wat komt er bij kijken om lied te zingen? Kijk, backing is natuurlijk gewoon achtergrond zingen en ja, dan zing je ook. Maar wat moet je nou meenemen om ook lied te kunnen zingen?
hoe ik dat nou zou zien? Nou, volgens mij, weet je wat het is? Je moet gewoon, ten eerste een beetje goed kunnen zingen. Het moet om aan te horen zijn natuurlijk, dat is nummer 1.
Ja, tuurlijk.
En dan is het wel heel erg lekker als je die backing ervaring hebt, want dan ben je veel meer, als backing ben je veel meer aan het kleuren en aan het kijken van, hey, waar past mijn stem? Hoe moet ik hem kleuren? Hoe moet ik hem veranderen? En de grap is eigenlijk, leer je daar zoveel van waar je dan als liedzanger weer gebruik van kan maken om je energie in het en je emotie in je liedje te leggen.
Mm-hmm.
En dat is wel anders. Je bent veel vrijer. Dat vind ik heel leuk aan liedzingen eigenlijk.
Ja. Ja. En jij, Huig, heb jij iets wat je nog wil meegeven aan de kijkers thuis? Van, dit is wel echt wel handig als je een lied wil gaan zingen. Als je frontman wil worden.
Je moet proberen vrij te worden in je stem. En, mm-hmm. En trainen. En dat doe ik nog veel te weinig. Maar dat is wel iets wat heel belangrijk is. En je bewust worden dat je een boodschap van hier daarheen moet krijgen.
Mm-hmm.
En dat is, dat vind ik wel heel pittig.
Ja, dat laatste wat je zegt, dat is ook iets waar ik altijd aan denk. Bij een frontman vergeleken met een achtergrondzanger. Je moet een verhaal vertellen eigenlijk. Terwijl je kunt je niet verschuilen achter de frontman die het verhaal vertelt.
En dat is achter het drumstel altijd wel heel relaxed.
Of achter je
basgitaar. Ja. Dat is heel anders. Ja. Je bent wel veel naakter.
Dus je moet ook gaan entertainen. Ja. Al bedoel ik niet eens mee dat je André van Duin moet zijn of zo. Maar,
nee.
Maar ik bedoel gewoon...
Je moet een liedje brengen.
Je moet het brengen, ja.
Ja.
Dat zie ik soms bij mensen dat ze dat moeilijk vinden inderdaad.
Dat is
En dat is iets wat je nou leert als je frontzanger bent.
Ja, en het is, je moet je eigen stijl daarin ontwikkelen. En die mm-hmm. voor ons is dat we toch, hoe noem je dat?
Het is af en toe ook wel eens lekker als je...
Of een beetje aanraakbaar, benaderbaar.
Ja.
Een beetje spelen met het idee van, jongens, dit kunnen jullie ook wel. En ga maar lekker door met praten als je het maar leuk vindt. En,
niet
te moeilijk overdoen. Gewoon lekker spelen.
Ja. Maar... Dat betekent dat jullie niet zozeer het stilte afdwingen op zich.
Nou, dat is wel grappig.
Dat hoeft voor jullie niet zo nodig.
Het gaat altijd met momenten heel erg voor.
Het is, we spelen wel eens huiskamerconcerten of borrels.
Mm-hmm.
En dan zijn de mensen lekker aan het praten. En dan op een gegeven moment doen we iets in het liedje. En dan gaan al die kopjes die draaien weer.
Okay.
Dat hebben we heel regelmatig. En dan zijn ze weer een paar minuten aan het luisteren. En dan gaan ze weer langzaam kletsen. En opeens dan doen we iets. En dan, pakken we ze weer.
Ja.
En dat is heel leuk om daarmee te spelen.
Ja, dat is ook hoe ik wel werk inderdaad hoor. Ja. Je hebt wat dat betreft twee soorten denk ik. De mensen die het echt afdwingen. En die worden ook zo grijnig als het niet lukt.
Ja, dat doen we.
En ik ben ook niet zo hoor. Ik denk meer van weet je wel. We gaan samen een feestje maken. En,
precies. Dat is eigenlijk.
Ja, leuk. Wil je nog een liedje doen?
Jazeker.
Absoluut. Ghost? Toch? Eerst Hurry.
Hadden jullie niet nog iets speciaals ook nog? Dat niet vergeten, hè? Oké.
We hadden nog de tune. Dat is alleen maar één klein stukje.
Verkeerd, maar dat maakt niet uit. We gaan toch even spelen.
We zullen de tune even spelen.
Ze hebben een tune gemaakt,
hè? We hebben een tune gemaakt voor
de radio. Voor de radio. Oké,
nou hoort iedereen dat het heel makkelijk is.
Dat is uit een liedje komt. Hij was al geschreven.
Oké.
1, 2, 3, and listen to.
Yeah, we zijn bij Songwriters Guild Live.
Yeah, zoiets.
Ja, dit gaat werken, dankjewel.
Ja, dat gaat werken, hè.
Ga ik gebruiken, tof. Maar jullie gaan nou het liedje doen waar het vanaf komt.
Oorspronkelijk vandaan komt.
Oké, doe je ding.
Dat was de eerste zin ook alweer.
What's the point?
Yeah, what's the point?
1, 2, 3, and what's the point in slowing down? Always in a hurry. The day is passing by, never slowing down as if the gear is always high. Running round in circles as we do things on the fly. We're short on time, it doesn't really matter what we try. What's the point there? Every day is busy, it's a modern way to live. Never have
about the time we give. Gotta keep on going or the deadline will be missed. Every other thing to do is added on a list. Stop! Slow down. Now don't pretend that life revolves around what you produce. Give another thought. If you had time on your hands, then what would you choose? Friends are always asking to come over for a bite. How come they have time left while I'm working overnight? Never enough money, we need more and ever more. Never ever wonder what we're doing it for.
Great. That's awesome. So as you hear, I switched to English because there's someone listening on Facebook from Denmark, Heidi.
Heidi.
Oh, you know Heidi?
No.
Oh. And then again, you also know a lot of people from Norway.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
From Denmark.
Oh, Denmark.
My
yeah.
My sister lives there.
Oh, okay. So that's why I think it's better to just now move to the lingua franca. Yeah.
Danish. No. It's a really difficult language.
Danish, I think.
Danish.
Could be.
Similar to Dutch.
No, more than Turkish, I think.
Turkish, okay.
Turkish, yeah.
Oh, Turkish, yeah.
Yeah, plus, vive.
Okay, I haven't been there enough, so. So that was great. Do you have like a songwriting tip for us? For Heidi.
A songwriting tip. Well, make sure you... if you write a song, it's very good to have people listen to it. And the way we write songs, we listen to the song, and then we, at some point it was possible for Huig to say about my songs. It was like, that song is not good, and that song is good.
Mm.
So then you get a selection of songs, some of which are better. And most of the songs that we play, we both have to approve that we're playing them. Or actually, the three of us need to approve it. So it's always good to evaluate things
And
see what others think about them.
Yeah.
And there's one thing I would like to add. I did a singer-songwriter course a long time ago in Amsterdam.
Mm.
And then there was this guy, and he said, well, you walk around, and then you get this hook in your head, and try to remember the hook, write it down, and this hook will be the best part of your song.
Mm-hmm.
Then you write the rest, and the rest doesn't have to be as great as this hook,
because
the hook is the thing. And then
it's not the way that we write songs.
I don't agree, because we start with the first melody, and after you've written the first melody, you have to make sure that the second melody and the third melody are even better.
I think that's the way you write your songs, because that's what I hear when I listen to your songs. They've got more hooks than just one. That you have like two or three hooks sometimes.
Yeah, we try to improve the song as it comes along. So it should be getting better, because when you start with a hook, and then that's all you've got,
and
then it returns and it comes again and again and again and again, it tends to get a bit boring.
Right.
I think.
Yeah.
So you have the hook, and then you're like, okay, that's nice, and then you want to have another hook on it.
Yeah, which is even better, preferably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you did with the last song.
So
the last song, you have this hook where that you start with,
the funny thing is that one was written afterwards.
What?
The hook that comes first, it was written after the rest of the song.
Oh, okay.
So it was the last thing we actually wrote.
Because the stop, yeah. Slow down, that's another hook.
Yeah, that's another hook. That's right. The first original hook of the song.
Oh, okay.
And this
that's
one?
The funny thing.
What's the point of...
Okay, yes.
That's later. Okay. Yeah, I don't know that, of course. Yeah. I wasn't there when you wrote it, but it's two hooks.
Yeah.
And that's also what I think that the band Big Star also does in a lot of songs. They have more hooks in one song.
Yeah. Yeah.
So great. I like that. You want to do one last song for us?
Sure is.
Oh yeah. Moet
je nou nog het lijstje? Ja, nee. Ik dacht dat ik mijn brusjes moest pakken, maar dat hoeft er niet meer.
Alright. Great. Thanks a lot, guys.
This is the song where people start dancing.
Yeah. I was dancing.
Like you. You didn't see that on camera.
It's true.
It's the only song we got where people start to dance.
I can't help myself. It's just like, Yeah. Oh, I hear something.
Is that me?
This one.
It's for you.
Oh, what the?
We have a caller.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Nothing.
Yeah. Nah, doesn't matter. Anyways, thanks for being here. Yeah, so you guys are on Facebook?
Yes.
And the stuff like that. Around. Yeah, the other way around, and you check out the shows that you play there. Okay, great for being here. Stick around.
Yeah.
Because I want to make a picture of you. I hope you can stick around until 2.
Yeah.
Well, good. So, Luca, you wanna step up through there? We have another guest. I decided to not make a potpourri of it today. Because then I don't think we have enough time to. But now we have two separate parts of the show. This is the part where Luca Di Maio is playing. Luca, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah.
It was nice listening to them.
That's great, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Remind me a bit of the Coral. Do you know the band?
Yeah. Huh. Which one?
Coral.
Coral.
Yeah, you know them.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit.
I've known some bands.
The last song.
Quite old already.
Yeah, 15 years.
Yeah.
More or less.
I think I've got one of their CDs.
Yeah, this reminds me of this, the Kings, or this kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just blowing my nose because
it's. Oh, yeah. It's. I mean, there's so many people having a cold today.
Yeah, being Italian.
Okay, yeah. So, Luca, you're from Milano? Milan? No. Oh, you're not.
I'm sorry. But I'm from Naples, from the south.
Oh, Naples! That's the other way around. Okay, welcome. All the way down from Naples.
Yes, from Naples.
And you just arrived here, or?
I moved here last June.
Oh, yeah.
More or less, so it's been 5-6 months since I've been here. And I apologize if I don't speak Dutch. I don't master Dutch yet. I'm studying it. I understand it quite okay, but it's difficult to speak so far.
No problem. No problem at all. You wanna start with a song?
All right. Yes.
What song you wanna start with?
Yeah, let's make something more closer to their style. Right.
Okay.
Non era il rumore del mare che non mi faceva dormire. Città, in ogni città, non era il sole il suo strano calore, ma una mano lieve di felicità da un'altra città, dove eri tu. Pensavo a te, sì, ora le cose che cantano mi pendono dai capelli davanti agli occhi in ogni città. Disegnano rette tra le strade e i palazzi, tra le scuole e i semafori di ogni città. Di ogni città, dove eri tu, oh io, pensavo a te. Mi hanno reso suono per te e tu sei quel sospiro che ha lavato la notte. Così amore in un modo
modo o nell'altro. Sono appeso ai tuoi orecchie, nell'acqua e nell'aria di ogni città. Dove sei tu? Dodici note per il mio piccolo cuore, ad ogni passo, ad ogni battito, in ogni città.
Woo! Yeah, great, great. So this is a bit folky and pop folk, folk pop.
This one is, the fact is that I produce my records, I work with other musicians,
mm-hmm.
so there are a lot of instruments, loops, samples. Mm-hmm. When I'm playing live by myself, I usually choose the easiest song to strip down and to perform. So this one is, on the record, is more or less like this,
with
live drumming and
some
samples. So, but usually it's... things are a little bit more complicated than this.
Okay, yeah, this is a bit like a country folk tune.
Yeah, this one is.
I like it.
Thank you very much.
So you just recorded your second album.
Yeah.
And it's like you said, it's with lots of samples and electronic influences, I think.
Yes, also yes. I worked together. I don't have a band. I work with several musicians.
Mm.
Most of them are work with people more important than me, far more important than me. So it's difficult.
I read something. I read like you worked with Alessandro Asso Stefana.
Yes.
He worked with PJ Harvey.
Yeah, it's Mike Patton. He works with Vincio Capossela, which is one of the most important songwriters in Italy.
Okay.
So they are quite busy,
mm-hmm.
and expensive as well. At
yeah.
the same time. So,
okay, yeah.
No, so we were friends and we worked together the first album together with other musicians. And for the second one, we worked together, but I pre-produced this at home. And I work with samples. Some of the samples are from the Netherlands.
Okay.
There is an institute, I don't remember how it's called in English, but it's about the sound. Yeah, it's in Inversun, I believe.
Yeah. Institute, well, there's several, but...
Yes, they have a page, it's called Revive.
Mm, okay.
And they have a lot of samples from, and I used quite a lot of these samples, and other musicians as well from different places in the world.
So did you go to that, did you study there as well? Or
where?
At the Revive?
No, I just followed them on the internet.
And they bring out online, they bring out sample packs?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I used some of them.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
You are singing in Italian.
Yeah.
And is that like something? But what's the reason why you sing in Italian? Of course, it's your language, but
The fact is that till now I always played in Italy. I gigged around Europe as well, but.
Mm-hmm.
My main audience, we would say, or target was in Italy, and I want to make myself understood. And lyrics are very important to me, so they're also very difficult somehow, even in Italian. I also wrote something in English for other people, but I would like to keep it in Italian for me because I have most variety of words and expressions. Compared to other languages, and there is also a political choice. I mean, everything is in English now, which is okay, because I'm speaking English to you now, mm-hmm. so it's okay. But that makes everything flat. It flattens everything. Like everything is more or less the same to me.
You mean like if everybody is singing in English all the time?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, it does something to the music.
Yeah, also
you have to make choices.
Yeah,
because of the English language, the music sounds in a certain way.
Exactly, for the rhythm, but mm-hmm. also yeah. because every language has a point of view inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the point of view of English is interesting, very nice, very mm-hmm. musical, but different from point of view, my native language of from Dutch.
Mm-hmm. So. Of course, Italian has a great tradition of music.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Much greater, I would say, than the Dutch. So
I actually don't know. I'm starting discovering some Dutch artists. I knew a few, but.
But in the centuries past, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, yeah. Classical music.
Yeah, classical music is mostly from Italy or Germany or Germany.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting how you look at things.
Ah, thank you.
It's different than what I normally hear. Normally people say, well, I sing in Italian because it makes me feel better or something like that. But
that's also a nice reason.
Yeah. But you have another way of looking at it, another way around.
Another way. Yeah. Yeah, music is communication. Communication is also politics somehow.
Yeah, in a way it is. Yeah. Thanks. You want to do another song?
Yeah, of course. Let me think of what kind of song. Okay. This one, for example, is from the latest album. Has no guitar in it. There is a choir of African voices. So it's very difficult for me to produce it now. So just imagine it.
Yeah.
As weird as it can get. But. Guarda la birra come se fosse oro. Tutti I giorni alle sette dopo il lavoro. Condizionale passato, come sempre negato, nel piscio che paghi per bere, morire per miliardi di anni, come le stelle, e come le stelle bruciare, lasciarsi guardare. Disse lei. Ritornerai per farmi un dispetto, disse lui. Strada ma smarrire la via, condizionale passato, come sempre inseguito, nella sete che non si spegne nel bere, corre per miliardi di anni, come le stelle, e come le stelle bruciare, ma senza calore.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank
you. Sorry, I'm pretty cold as I thought.
It was okay. It really sounded good.
Ah, thank you.
What's the song about, if I can ask?
Yeah, this is a quite it's a cinematic song, I would say. It's about going out when everything goes wrong. Like, it's about past conditional. Like I said, if I had, things like this.
Oh yeah.
Like you go out of your workplace and you keep staring at a beer like it's gold, and you keep trying to draw your sorrows into this kind of peace that you pay to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And this love song also somehow this girl leaving this guy and saying, to be nasty to you, maybe I could stay. And you say, oh, please stay and be nasty to me. Something like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's about choosing the road but losing your way.
<That's> All right. yeah, it sounds deep and interesting. Well, yeah.
Thank you.
You also mentioned that you were writing for other people or with other people.
Yeah, both.
Or both.
Yeah.
That's a different thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote lyrics for a Spanish band whose name is Cosmo Soul. They play soul.
Okay.
That's a hint in the name. Huh. And I also wrote a tune for an Italian singer from a band whose name is New Guinea. They've been here in Amsterdam a couple of festivals last summer.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a huge success in Italy now.
Okay. So what kind of music do they make?
They make a sort of 70s funky instrumental mostly.
Mm.
The singer also has her own project, is in Neapolitan dialect. Mm. It's very mellow. And sort of the opening track for the records was written by me and another friend of mine. And when I moved here, I produced one of the band from Naples. I found out we are everywhere. So they live here and they produce one of their songs. The band is called A Thin Man and a Sparrow. And I don't know.
What? You
know.
Sorry?
Thin Man.
Thin Man and a Sparrow.
Yeah.
I've heard about them.
Yeah, the singer is called Frank.
Oh, hold on, with a very low voice.
Yeah,
sings
exactly.
Like this.
Yes.
Oh, wow, he's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love him.
And they made a song called Lovers.
Okay.
And I produced the song, so it means that I arranged the song and played some instruments in it.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. I think I even had them once on the radio. I'm not sure anymore, but yeah, I know about them. Yeah, seen them a couple of times. So Neapolitan is it like a language?
Yes.
And you speak it as well?
I understand it quite well. I speak it, but in a middle class way. I mean, it's very. We don't use it at school. We don't use it at work.
But mm-hmm.
Of course, it's a huge part of our culture.
Yeah.
So
I know what you mean. So you know 80% of it, so to speak, and you.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it quite well. But speaking, as pronunciation is not, it's not natural.
Yeah, yeah.
I have the vocabulary lexicon. I still use it, but the pronunciation is not.
Mm-hmm. You want to do another one?
Oh yes, thanks. I'm going to do a mellow one. This name is the name is Goodnight Irene. Buonanotte Irene. It's not a folk song.
Okay,
that's why. <I'm
talking about. laughs> But is it like it's a reference to the song or?
I thought of it after I wrote it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's the reference is to a movie it's called The Secret of Our Eyes in English. It's a South American movie that won Oscar Award many years ago. And I didn't like the movie, but I liked the character, so the name of the character is Irene. So
okay.
Braccia erano le lancette di un orologio. per un uomo in fuga sul ferro. Non sono mai stato bravo a salutare Irene. Ridi che non ci riconosciamo nelle nostre fotografie. Ieri non era questo oggi, il nostro domani. E quanti treni e quanti aerei ha sopportato il tuo cuore, come ogni altra cosa, purché non ci faccia del male. Nel telefono, buonanotte Irene. Aveva una penna e con questa divise il mondo. Karl Marx aveva una penna e con questa spiego il mondo. Dante aveva una penna e con questa creò un mondo. Ma quelli come noi le mani sanguinano a furia di stringere i pugni. Ci ricordano solo la guerra finita ed è temere, sempre temere. Non sono mai stato bravo a pensare, Irene. Buonanotte, Irene. Tra i fogli e i bottoni, le luci nel telefono.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, really. Do you have, like, this is a songwriting show, so maybe you have some tips for songwriters. There's a couple here, and
yeah,
and also there's probably a couple listening.
Yeah, I don't feel like doing tips to anybody, but my own experience.
Yeah.
Even though I'm poor, really poor, but my experience is that you have to find your own way.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will tell you, no, but sing like this particular person because that's what people like listening right now.
Mm.
Be inside the comfort zone of other people because they will not get bored. I think you have to be a little bit more subtle and songs have to be a little bit more nuanced. They will endure. Like, it's not like a use and throw away thing, like use and waste thing. Find your own way, your own language. People will recognize it as you, even though somebody else is singing your song. Even though you are singing with a lot of auto-tune effects, they will understand that it's you. It's your own way, and they will look for you because you're peculiar and you have your own things to say that nobody else can do.
That's a good one. Yeah, thanks. And writing with other people, do you find it easy or is that something?
I find it challenging
mm-hmm.
because it's funny. It depends on the people, of course, but it's all, I tend to be overprotective of my music.
Mm.
But when I'm with other people, like, okay, let's take it easier.
Mm.
And I can make things that I would say, but for my music now, it's too pop, maybe, or...
Oh, yeah.
Or it's too silly.
And then it's easier to give it to somebody else or to work with somebody else on that song.
Exactly. And then you have 4 ears instead of 2 ears. That's also always better.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's what you guys were saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You have 6 now.
Yeah, 6 ears. Wow. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
You want to do one last tune?
Okay. We will do a little bit more popular song. This is my latest single.
And, okay.
All right.
What's the name of the single?
La fragola nella pancia dell'orso. That means the strawberry in the belly of the bear.
Right.
This is a way of saying in Litua, I believe, in the Nordic countries.
Sorry, in the what?
Litua, it's the name of the country.
Litua?
Yeah, it's like Tallinn, all these places.
Oh, you mean in
Baltic area.
Baltic area, yeah.
Yeah, and it means like everything is the right place, more or less.
Okay.
It's a song about desire.
So. All right, good.
So guardarti dentro agli occhi perché ci ho visto un desiderio più grande di me. I gabbiani in mare ridono delle tempeste, io e te passiamo il giorno a immaginarci, non riusciamo a dirci che sono la fragola nella pancia dell'orso, quello è il mio posto, entrarti dentro, guardarti, sorridere. Basta poesia, questo è quell'altro mondo ti darei, questo è quell'altro mondo ti farei, basta poesia, desiderio desiderato. Speranza segreta, un piacere sottile. Io ho scritto una canzone che io e te balleremo col lago davanti e i monti alle nostre spalle. Ah, se gli sguardi fossero carbone, quanti vestiti dovresti buttare? Sono la fragola nella pancia dell'orso, quello è il mio posto. Entrarti dentro, guardarti, sorridere, ma basta poesia. Questo è quell'altro mondo ti darei, questo è quell'altro mondo ti farei, basta poesia, desiderio desiderato.
Yeah, great.
Thank you much.
All right. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having
Luca.
Me.
Yeah. Do you have any shows coming up? You're in the area?
No, I just played here, mm-hmm. as you know, a couple of weeks ago. But no, I'm still looking. Just moved and.
I just moved in. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's gonna be okay, right? I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Just send me a message, Rick. I can book your show downstairs.
Oh, thank you very much.
And there's lots of open mic sessions here as well.
Yeah, I played a couple of them. They're very nice.
Good.
Meeting people and.
Yeah, great. Well, wishing you all of you also the other way around, lots of success, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Yeah.